This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After consulting with my fellow imams in the valley, and also after a pattern of several questions, I wanted to sort of clear the air regarding some of the questions that have been presented regarding the beginning of Ramadan and our approach to moon sighting here in the Lehigh Valley, because of course it will arise again, when does the last day start, and arise again on Eid Day. So I want to try my best, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, to dispel any uncertainties you have that could discomfort you, because that's important to me, and also to detract, that could potentially detract from any of the sweetness you're enjoying in this month due to that uncertainty. So a little bit of a background. Any city in the United States that has noteworthy Muslim presence, the month of Ramadan is beginning, and there is a whole spectrum of disagreement that is spawned, right? You have some masajid sort of following a global moon sighting approach. That's their approach. However, of course, it gets complicated when they start getting into the details of, is that a verified report or not? So even they are not one group. Then there is a second group of people that follows a local moon sighting approach. And that also is complicated by what is the cutoff for local? And was this a verified sighting or not? And then there is a third group of people that follow a calculations approach. We're going to calculate based on feasibility and visibility and all of this, and they'll predetermine the beginning of the month. By the way, all three of these approaches have scholarly precedent, meaning they are valid approaches, full stop. Okay? But it doesn't end there. I want to add to you a few more layers. Then there are the masajid that will follow the approach of the country of the majority of my constituents. So I'm the Egyptian masjid, whatever the Egyptian wazara, Ministry of Endowments or Islamic Affairs says, we're doing that here in Brooklyn, New York, right? And we are a Turkish masjid, so whatever the Diyanat of Turkey says, we're going to sort of make that operative for us. And then there is another class of people that says whatever Saudi Arabia says, because they are under the understanding that they represent every Muslim, considering they house the sacred sites, or two of the three sacred sites. At the end of the day, the net sum of this is what? That you have masajid within the same city, rather within the same mile, rather, not an exaggeration, within the same block, that are starting and ending Ramadan on different days. And of course, this means, and I know examples of this, that people within the same household are celebrating Ramadan and Eid on different days. Because some of them want to go pray behind this imam or prefer that masjid, others want to go pray behind that imam and that masjid. So, what do you do with this? So, the religious leadership and also the management of the Lehigh Valley said, what can we do to make this better? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, صومكم يوم تصومون. Your fasting is the day that you're all fasting. وفطركم يوم تفطرون. And your fitr, the day you break your fast, is the day everyone's breaking their fast. وأضحاكم يوم تضحون. And your adha, your day of sacrifice, is the day that you're making the sacrifice. The people are making the sacrifice. This religion is not sort of individualized in that extreme notion of the word, right? To the extent, by the way, that our scholars would say, pay attention here, that if you started Ramadan a day late, compared to another country a day late, I don't mean actually sort of unacceptably late, and then you travel to a country that started a day earlier than you, like you're going to make Umrah in Ramadan, and then their Ramadan ends due to their sighting a day earlier, which means for them it was 29 days, but for you it's 28 days, and that's unacceptable, because the month is either 29 or 30, that's a verbatim hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What do you do? The scholars, for 1,000 years, they've said, you break your fast with everyone breaking their fast, because your fitr is the day that everybody does fitr, and you make up a day because the minimum is 29. You're not sort of wrong or sort of penalized or anything, but you owe a day, but you are not allowed to fast that day on the day of Fitr, when everyone around you is celebrating Fitr. So the imams of the valley got together and said, what can we do? The first thing we're able to do is to tell everyone, your fasting is the day you fast, meaning your masjid. Respect your masajid and the opinion they followed, so long as it's a valid opinion. If you're truly not convinced of the opinion being stronger, or sometimes the opinion being valid, depending on what we're talking about here, then at least don't crack the community. Hide it, right? Fast on your own or break your fast on, like that. The least we can do is to tell the communities, respect your masjid and follow, at least outwardly, the position of your masjid. But then we said, but we can really do better. Can we spare our community of even the conversation of how come the masjid down the block is doing it differently? Can we spare our households the conversation of did it actually start here or not? I'm really fasting from the first day. This is really the 27th night. Can we spare the so that we can focus on the ibadah of this month and be even closer in our application of the Prophet's words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your fast is the day you all fast. So we said, you know what? Listen, everywhere in the Muslim world, because technology would not allow communication instantly like today, or even today because we're subdivided into nation states, they have their own sort of umbrella, top down, that says, for our country, it's happening this way. So we said, can we at least do for our valley? And so instead of saying, follow your masjid, what if we got all of the masajid to do it at the same time? And there is scholarly sort of precedent in the local moon sighting, valid view. We already said this, the Shafi'i position, traceable to the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ. This was the understanding of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Already valid, right? But what was the idea? The idea is, can we get them all at least here? And who knows, maybe Allah will bless and the circle will get wider and wider and wider. Maybe all of the Muslims in the United States, not on the same block anymore. And this has, by the way, become a national conversation. Not inspired solely through us. I want to make that disclaimer. But there is conversation about this taking place soon. Make dua, right? But at the very least, know that Allah has favored us with having this. And when we made this agreement, we were fully cognizant. We were fully aware that it may not align with everyone all the time. It's a different approach, so it's going to have different outcomes. It's going to have one day off sometimes, right? For some. By the way, not everyone started on Monday. There were countries who started on Tuesday, yes? But this was the first year that it didn't align with the sort of universal global sighting, and so it made some people uneasy. I hope you're not uneasy anymore. I hope this is clear. We have now, alhamdulillah, some harmony across masajid, which means across our homes that go to different masajid, and inshallah, across other factors and fronts as well, because how else do you approach the school boards? How else do you get official holidays? How else do you get sort of days off and otherwise for the Muslims without bringing them all together? How do we sort of book joint Eid events? How do we mobilize our resources so we can see and feel our numbers and our unity? That was the second point regarding the approach. They are all valid approaches, the local and the global and the calculations, which means the scholars who differed did not differ on these all being valid. They differ on which one in their interpretation was stronger, which means it is unacceptable for anyone to hold a suspicion or a criticism against someone else's religious commitment when they're following any of these views. We were just trying to level up to something even better, inshallah ta'ala. Is this part clear? Great. Lastly, I just want to say that Allah Azza wa Jal is certainly capable of giving you the reward for Laylatul Qadr, no matter what night it's actually on in your head, right? Don't let that detract from any of your drive, your momentum, your inspiration. Number two, the Ummah has always been subjected to sort of this. In their days of greatest strength and unity, they were not having all Ramadan and Eid on the same day. So it doesn't necessitate disunity. All right? And the last thing is, if I haven't answered any major questions for anyone, please approach me. I'm at your service. You will not offend me. And, you know, like one of the brothers said to me last year in our group Umrah, that, you know, I've always appreciated sort of your talks and, you know, but I never thought you were approachable. And he's known me for like 5 years. So I was just like, what in the world? Like, how? Like, I'm glad we traveled now and you saw that, but like, is my beard too big? Do I need a gold tooth? Like, what do I need to do to break the ice? So please approach me. I'm at your service. There's nothing you're going to say, inshallah ta'ala, that will offend me. And I want to make sure you maximize your Ramadan experience for you and your family. We try to do that as a valley to harmonize. And alhamdulillah, the majority became pretty much the entirety, and it's even growing beyond the valley now. And I want to make sure if you have any questions, I address them for you. That's your right upon us. Jazakallahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.